Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 7 to 21. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware that from early days God made his choice among you that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they." The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. After they had fallen silent, James responded, "My brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as it is written," and this is the quote, "After this, I shall return and rebuild the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles on whom my name is invoked. Thus says the Lord, who accomplishes these things known from of old. It is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogues every Sabbath." So they were all trying to understand this, and it was not easy. It took faith. And that would have been in the first disciples. It would have taken a lot to have faith on someone who, in a sense, looked like them, but who had wisdom way beyond them. And so they became his followers. They wanted to hear more. They wanted to learn more. And then he chose 12 to be his disciples. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has tried to help us in so many ways. But, well, I don't understand it, or I don't want to understand it, or I'm too tired to know. Maybe next week. Brothers and sisters, we need to open our hearts. If you're sick, that's understandable. Anything else, unless there's a sick child or whatever difficulty and someone's in the hospital, we understand all those kinds of things. But God wants you in your heart to say, "Lord, teach me. Lord, help me to know you more. Help me to follow you." All of us, even if we've been following the Lord for many years, we can say, "Let your Spirit come to me and strengthen me, that I might love you more, that I might follow you more." Brothers and sisters, God wants to use us in all kinds of ways if we would pray and open our hearts. In our situation today, which is very, very difficult, people say, "See, there's no God. God doesn't care. God cares very much for us right now. Turn to Him. Listen to Him. Wait on Him. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, as the psalm tells us today, Psalm 96, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. You could just say hallelujah, but I like to say, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Announce His salvation day after day. Tell His glory among the nations, among all peoples, His wondrous deeds. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The Lord is my King. Is He your King? It's the name of our parish, Christ the King. Brothers and sisters, acknowledge Him as your King, as He suffered and died for you. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firmed, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. He loves me. Do I return that love? I try to. I make mistakes too. But I try to love Him every day. Please open your hearts, because God wants to be known and loved by all of us. Let's take a look for a moment here at the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. This is a short gospel. John 15, Jesus said to His disciples, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. No matter what your circumstances, you are loved by God. Come to confession often when you fail Him, when your old person, so to speak, rises up. At least if you can stop your mouth from saying things that you shouldn't say or don't want to say, but they come right out of your mouth, just stop it and say, I'm sorry. Remain in my love. You know what I do when I get up in the morning? Even before I get dressed, I say, Lord, I love you. I can't say I do it absolutely every single morning, but a lot of the mornings I say that. Lord, I love you. Help me to love you more today. Remain in my love. That's what Jesus tells us. Remain in my love. That means to acknowledge it many times in the day or in your conversation. I don't mean you have to preach a homily or anything like that, but let Him abide in you and you abide in Him. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. Think of that. As the Father loves me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. The more you tell God you love Him, there's a peace that can come over you after a while. It doesn't mean if you just think of it haphazardly, but if you can every day tell God you love Him and know that He loves you in return. That can make a big difference in our days. We want to be more and more open to Him, because God wants us to abide, live in Him. He doesn't want to say, oh yeah, I read the Bible every day. Do you walk with Him? I don't mean you have to go around with long, long prayers, although God loves them. But what he wants is when you get up in the morning, Lord Jesus, I love you. Help me to love you today. And let that be, you say, oh, my work situation is terrible. Then just be quiet. Do it. If you can get another job, get it. But don't affect your family. Just listen. God will show you the way. It'll come through another person. It'll come through something on the radio or the TV or a book you're reading or a magazine. As I've told you before, he comes in all kinds of ways. And you read something and you say, oh, that's what God signed me. Bring him your situation. Wait for an answer. If you don't get it right then, that's fine. That often happens. Then just tell him you love him and tell him to help you for this day. And he will do that for you. St. Teresa of Calcutta wrote this that I want to share with you. I had the opportunity to meet her several times, and she was so simple and so focused on the Lord and so focused on who we were and what we were doing. In fact, one day when I was at Steubenville, Ohio, at the university, I think it's a university now, she had been invited to speak at the commencement exercises. I don't think I've told you this one before. And she said, well, let's just sit and talk for a while. So we did. Then we went for a walk. Then a couple hours later, we just talked about anything at all. You know, she was interested in what I was doing, and I was certainly interested in what she was doing. And we just had a very delightful, warm, simple conversation. And I was very touched by that. Very touched by that. And I noticed when we went to the commencement exercises that night, there was a very big stage. And she picked up her chair and put it way over in the back on one side. She wasn't trying to promote herself. She gave a marvelous talk, but she wasn't trying to push herself into the conversation. She was there. She loved. And I think I learned, even in just a few hours, I learned that. Don't push for any. I don't really do. But sometimes people can get very, yes, pat on your back and you think you're pretty darn good. It's Jesus that's the good one. I'm not bad, but I can't be like Jesus right now. And I think when I saw Mother Teresa, I think I experienced the presence of God. May God bless us all. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.